This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David Bossy, president of Citizens United. Citizens United declared the winners today by the Supreme Court in a case against the Federal Election Commission by a 5-4 decision. This case started a number of years ago regarding a movie the organization made about Hillary Clinton's presidential run, and now it has resulted in the reversal of campaign finance rules dating back decades. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Real quickly, bring our listeners up to date on what brought you to court in the first place. Why weren't you allowed to air your ad and your movie about Hillary Clinton a couple of years ago?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we went to the Federal Election Commission after having the same thing happen to us in the 2004 election cycle when Michael Moore's film, Fahrenheit 9/11, came out. We decided to have a counter to that film, and the Federal Election Commission back in 2004 told us that we could not air our ads or put our movie on television, that it would be illegal to do so. So in 2006, 2007, when I was making Hillary the movie, we knew we would run up against the same problem. So we went to the Federal Election Commission and asked for the media exemption, saying we make movies, we would like to not have to follow the same rules as a political action committee, because there's no difference between us and the New York Times. There's no difference between us and radio, us and television, or newspapers or magazines. So we determined that we should go that route. They declined us the media exemption. So we sued them and said that you're violating our First Amendment fundamental free speech rights. They, of course, won at the lower court ruling. A three-judge panel, the way these things, the way McCain-Feingold cases work, is you go to the three-judge panel, and the three-judge panel then rules on your case, and it gets expedited straight to the Supreme Court. So we started this case back in 2007, today, a couple of years later, I sit here victorious at the Supreme Court after having two Supreme Court arguments, after having the case expanded from just about our movie, which we did win on, but also they asked bigger, broader constitutional questions about whether or not they should overturn really the heart of McCain-Feingold, which is the corporate spending issues related to corporations and unions being able to participate in the political process. So we had a huge victory today. It is a monster win for the First Amendment and for Citizens United.
David, as you know, of course, it was a 5-4 decision, writing for the majority. Justice Kennedy basically said this is a First Amendment issue, that American people can sift through information about elections on their own, determine who they believe, who they don't, and it really won't affect much. I want to get your reaction, though, to the dissent from Justice John Paul Stevens, who said in part, quote, "The court's opinion is thus a rejection of the common sense of the American people, who have recognized a need to prevent corporations from undermining self-government since the founding." Why do they believe that corporations or anyone else voicing their opinions on a political issue undermines our country?
Well, I can't speak for them, but I can tell you that 26 states have the exact same law now as the United States government does, because it is a tremendous thing when 26 states have these, what we just have now, which is corporations and unions being able to participate in the political process. 26 states have that same rule. Well, you don't have 26 states with corruption problems, and if you had, the government would have made that a major part of their case, and they didn't have it in the case at all. So we really reject the idea that corporate and union participation is going to do anything but give the American people unfettered access to information. The American people are a lot smarter than cynical politicians think they are. The American people, just like what happened in Massachusetts a few days ago, they are really smart. They know right from wrong. They know when people are trying to buy votes, like they did in Nebraska when they were trying to give the Cornhusker exemption on Medicare in the health care bill. So the American people understand. They know what's going on. And just because a union puts on an ad doesn't mean that the ad is or isn't accurate, and the American people don't have to believe it. Look, you have a slippery slope. McCain-Feingold was a slippery slope down the criminalization of political speech. What we did today was roll that back. We ended the criminalization of political speech today.
David, for those that don't follow politics closely, will they really notice much of a difference in this campaign season?
I hope so. I hope they do. I hope that they're able to participate. I hope one thing it does is it allows people, your average person, to participate in the electoral process, to be able to say something about their member of Congress or senator, the president, without having to have a battery of lawyers and accountants ready to have to deal with the Federal Election Commission and the IRS. And it is a very big deal. And I think that your average mom and pop grocery store, liquor store, grocery store, dry cleaner, those are the ones that make up your average corporation in America. Corporations are every man now. And so I think that to bar your sole proprietorships and corporations that are just literally a person from donating and participating is silly on its face, and today that ends.
Well, David, we're out of time. Congratulations on your Supreme Court win, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
David Bossie is president of Citizens United. Victors at the Supreme Court today by a 5-4 decision. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.